time squeeze.
Oh my gosh, it's a trailer. I woke up and
shoot. Crazy.
It's the trailer.
It's so funny because like I sleep with the phone next to my head, and it starts buzzing like repeatedly. I'm like, people, like quit twittering or quit, you know, bothering me. It's really early on the West Coast, and then I look and it's like huge caps and like the emails, like, oh my god, leaked trailer, holy god. I'm like, oh okay, five more minutes of sleep.
No, not 5 more minutes of sleep.
Nah. No, I got right up.
Sue,
oh my gosh.
What the heck happened? What is this trailer, Sue?
Okay. Yeah. This is funny because this morning, I have to tell you this. I fell over my cat last night.
Aww.
Downstairs, and I couldn't sleep. So this morning, I was just like, I was doing piddly work, and I was looking for my old, I was looking through my old laptop and going to put stuff on my new one, and I was going through all my old Harry Potter sites, and I had the site listed that I was going to, like, once I hadn't been there, and I went to this site called Trailer Attic, and no offense, people, I don't normally go there, so I'm sorry. So I go to the page, and there, sitting there, just it popped up was like the new trailers, and it was one that said international teaser trailer, Harry Potter and Half-Blood Prince. I was like, yeah, right.
What?
And so on a Sunday morning, because as we all know, Warner Brothers doesn't normally tend to work on weekends, and there it was, and I'm looking at it, like, oh, fan video, and you know, because when it opens up, and you think, oh, and you go along, and like, no way! So I immediately sent this email to like Melissa and everybody. I was like, urgent, all caps. New trailer. I couldn't even breathe. And then I had to, like, look at it again.
Then you woke me up.
I know. But if you remember a few months ago, we thought the British Board of Film Classification had listed what we thought was going to be the new the international teaser trailer. And Warner Brothers said no, but all the sites thought it was going to happen, and it just never did. And then I think this is what we were supposed to see, because if you watch this trailer, at the end of it, it says this year.
Yeah, so, that's odd.
Just very – but
– oh.
So much new. It's a minute 31 of glorious Half-Blood Prince.
Of awesome content. I mean, that is some top-notch stuff.
I
don't even know where to start.
I guess you have to start from the beginning.
Well, you think. But, oh, it was so good. I mean, you just – the way that it starts out with just so wonderful, and you're watching it and you can't believe it, because it's been a while since we'd actually seen anything new. And
yeah, you know, it's funny.
I was just impressed. It's just as like legitimate as a trailer, like just not a Harry, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good, just how the first trailer we saw over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool. Even if it wasn't a Harry Potter movie, it'd be like, I want to see this movie.
Yeah.
And with this one, I mean, it's a good little
Yeah. It is huge with Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it brilliant?
This is like the Dumbledore trailer, for gosh sakes.
That's
but
true.
Didn't you? I just felt like I was watching a real Dumbledore, not some of the things we'd seen in the past.
Well, it was very, very serious Dumbledore. Apparate you over to this cave. And...
Oh, the sidelong apparition was awesome.
Yeah, that was so
cool. Oh,
wasn't
it?
Cool.
So brilliant. And the way they edited it together, because obviously he's not going to a Quidditch match, but it's just was so
slick. Let's go to see a Quidditch match. It'll be fun.
I guess we should go ahead, John.
No, I'm just kind of like clicking through this a little bit and like seeing this fire wall of cloudy fire just surrounding everything. It's like there's no way anybody could get through that. It's like, how does Dumbledore not fry in that heat? Why wouldn't Harry just get toasted? Man,
you know, I thought
it's supposed to hurt the Inferi, I would think it would hurt Harry.
I'm being facetious.
But you know, I don't know if you remember this summer, USA Today released a bunch of stills that we saw, and we saw Dumbledore briefly with that ring. And I just couldn't imagine really how good this was going to look. But when you see this extended, long, sweeping shot of him, it's beautifully done.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's massive.
But I don't know, from the beginning of the trailer, you know, it starts, I guess we can just go through the trailer, you know how it starts, and you're going into the cave, and the music they chose was perfect. I don't know what you guys thought about it, but I just thought,
it's trailer music. They use that on X-Men at one point, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But, I got that from my roommate, Matt. Thanks, Matt. You didn't recognize that. But, But yeah, the outside of this cave looks exactly like I pictured this
Yeah,
area to be. And like when I, because we haven't really seen that before, and like seeing
Oh.
just from the inside, I'm like, what kind of unrealistic, weird-looking cave is this? But the
Yeah.
outside looks like that makes sense.
It does, because it's so weird, because we hear all these stories. I mean, for like last year or something, we remember we heard a story about them going to like film either up on the coast of Scotland or a coast of Ireland, some wild, just remote place. And you kind of think in your head, well, what could they come up with? And then when you see what it looks like that exterior shot is just, whoa. It really, yeah, gets you can get that isolation. You wonder, understand why young Voldemort chose that. And it's just, wow.
Ah, it's
Wow.
so cool that that they found a place like that.
The beginning of the trailer.
The cave looks like I'm going on vacation. Just
Ha.
like this beautiful,
There's no
I
beach here
swear
or
I
anything. This
Yeah, but
is
I
nothing
was in a place
friendly
that looked
about it.
just like that. Just like that in Hawaii. There was no beach. You had to climb down all these, and it was this like the water hitting against the rock. I mean, it's really cool, but
That's how I imagined
it's
it
so
myself.
strange to see that in a Harry Potter film. Shots of the shore. We're used to the castle and whatever else is happening there.
I love how the rock crumbles away.
With
Me
that
too,
Dumbledore's injured hand too.
I think
It
yeah,
was.
it
It
would
was
be
his
his
right
right
hand.
hand.
And you see it's a little bit blackened. It's
Yeah, it
not,
is. It's the
it's all
fingers.
kind of crumbly.
Yeah.
But at least they didn't have it. Like, how you like kind of flash back to like how you the entrance to from the Leaky Cauldron, the little bricks opening away, and you just have this kind of fear of what kind of hokiness they would make at the entrance into the cave. But that was really a nice effect. I agree with you, Frankie. It was just kind of like it dissolved under his hands, just like
Yeah, it was very natural.
And then we have the shots of the burrow for real burning to the ground.
Yeah, crazy.
It's like,
You think that they would come up with like as screwed up as the Weasley twins were with their experiments. They'd put some anti-fire charms on their house.
I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure the Death Eaters know how to overcome anti-fire charms. There's is an equal opposite reaction.
I
There's
suppose.
always is.
Yeah.
Then we have the
Now,
burrow, and then
after
we
the
have.
lots of what was that, Frankie?
I was going to say, like, after the whole, when it's burning and it does all the montage of Hogwarts inside, and it has, like, Ron and Hermione looking all, like, stern, and then it has Draco, like, pulling off this drape. Do you think that's the vanishing cabinet inside the Room of Requirement?
No, there's at 39 seconds there's a shot of somebody against a wall, and that's I bet a little bit anything that's Draco going into the Room of Requirement.
Yeah, and then, okay, then right at, what, 42 or 40, yeah, 41. There's it's
41.
Draco pulling something off, like just pulling. It's right before the fire snake from the
It's
fifth
so
one.
it's not that the visibility cloak in the train, is that what you're saying? It's not
No,
that,
because it looks
No,
like the Room of
he's
Requirement.
definitely in the Room of Requirement.
Oh.
I
I think
don't think
that's
that's
the
an
vanishing
invisibility
cabinet.
cloak. Oh, there's a bird. I think he's doing tests. I think he's
Yeah,
doing
I think it.
tests on the cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember we saw that still of him of Draco holding the bird.
Yeah, I think that's how
Saw
he
that when it was
tests.
released.
What's interesting, you see the fire snake, and then you see an actual snake rearing up, and then you see Voldemort.
Yes,
Yeah, the
isn't
actual
that
snake,
cool?
is that like a dark mark being conjured, or I mean
No,
a
I don't know what
no.
it is.
I don't know, because the audio at that point, isn't that when they're saying there's dark forces attempting at Hogwarts or something again? I know that the dialogue that Dumbledore utters throughout this trailer is really pretty cool, and I thought that he's saying this. I don't know, because did it look like Voldemort was leaping through? There's a dark shadow at the end of the hallway at Hogwarts. I thought that was Voldemort back there. Maybe it's
I thought it
just
was
thinking
Snape
of. Was it?
or
Oh,
McGonagall.
yeah, maybe so. Yeah, I guess so. It was somebody in a dark cloak. It makes sense to be Snape. Wishful thinking on my part.
The final
No, the
imagination
hair though,
part.
it doesn't look like there's long hair. I think it's probably McGonagall.
Where is this?
I don't know. Like 40?
Yeah.
40, 41.
Yeah, there's a shot of him. It's the dark hall, the halls of Hogwarts. I don't know, but I thought that was cool. So I don't know why what the real snake is.
Oh,
I don't know
there's
what
a
that's a.
person.
Then there's Harry doing Sidelong apparition with Dumbledore.
That's
Yes, we were
awesome.
just talking
That
about.
to
Is
the
that
Quidditch
cool?
match.
I mean,
To
that
the
is a
Quidditch
really
match.
cool visual. I really like how they did it.
Dumbledore's like, I must ask too much of you. You must watch Ron play Quidditch. No.
No.
I love how
I
the
mean,
hand is the last thing that goes.
He's
yeah.
awful.
That was beautiful piece of editing, I thought, though. It's a good way to put the trailer.
And then what a pucker on Lavender grabbing Ron at the.
That was a full-on snog, wasn't it? She's like, hey. You go, bow.
I wonder how many people will wonder if that was Hermione who don't know the story of this movie.
Yeah, I bet, you know. A lot of us thought that in book five, that's when they were going to, or in book six, rather, that's when they were going to get together. Then you have somebody saying that, Harry, you're the chosen one, which sets up what I think is the best joke of all.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that brilliant? That end is fabulous.
I am the
joke. Here's what I love about it. It's not so much that it's written, I mean, and it is written well. I'll give Stephen Clovis a lot of credit. That's a really funny line. But it's acted so well.
Yeah.
It is.
Dan's little, but I am, like, ha, 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 I can take this out for a ride and get some girls. You know, it's amazing. It's great. It shows them having some fun as teenagers.
Oh, Harry's got some fangirls.
Hermione hit some.
Wax him on the head. That was brilliant, though. But that's like how you would do with your friends. It just seemed like a real moment. I really like that. It was just,
yeah.
That's
what's with McGonagall conjuring lightning? Do you think that's going to be in the movie? They just added that.
What is that? They're standing in the middle. Is it the Great Hall? They're all standing in the middle of somewhere. And it's, is it McGonagall? Yeah, it is McGonagall. And she conjures.
Was it McGonagall or Hagrid?
It's McGonagall's hair, but it comes up right in front of Hagrid.
Yeah.
I thought that was a scene, if you remember, we saw pictures of them where they're going to film from the tower and all the students gather. And
is
I thought
lightning...
this was, I thought that was a lightning struck tower at the end after maybe the thing of Dumbledore.
What if
Thelawney in this movie?
What if Professor McGonagall was trying to just summon all the people together and she put her wand in the air and she accidentally got struck by lightning?
She accioed all the students.
No, I just thought it was like a signal or something. I think that scene comes after the
I think they added that lightning. I don't think it's going to be in the movie. It looks tacked on.
It did look pretty bad.
Is it maybe her getting rid of the dark mark after Dumbledore's death?
Yeah, that could be.
She could.
Maybe everybody
really cool,
has been
actually.
Sold out of their because everybody looks very somber. Maybe they've been called out of their beds or whatever, and they all realize what's going on. You know how bad news travels, and they all gather.
Yeah, and they're not in their robes or anything. They're just in pajamas.
That's possible.
Yeah, that's
what
I really
did see how they get rid of the dark mark. That's interesting. I wonder. I mean, does it just go away, or there must
be
some kind of counter charm?
McGonagall would get rid of it. That's kind of cool. It's very poignant.
Yeah, you'd think if anybody would know how, it'd be her.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
And then Bellatrix catches a cabin on fire.
No.
Bellatrix. What? Bellatrix is dancing around in the flames.
She's happy. She likes the fire. She's a happy dancing girl. I'm a happy, insane, crazy woman.
Here's like one of the coolest scenes that I think we have. It's Snape leading a bunch of clearly people who think they're Death Eaters in Hogwarts.
Who were all those people?
One of them is Draco.
Yeah, we see a Draco, but then there's some other little girl-looking person or old girl.
Like Slytherin, Death Eaters in training.
Yeah.
It's not those two dresses. Remember how they transfigure as to Crabbe and Goyle transfigure into girls?
That'd be really funny. I don't think they're going to explain that in this movie. You know?
It'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Draco's cross-dressing friends.
Yeah. But my favorite line, though, they put it in the movie, and I just was waiting, and Harry is yelling... Fight back, you coward. You know, don't call me. And then Snape, don't call me. It's in there, and they put part of it in the trailer, and I was so... Yeah. It was awesome.
And that was smart of them, because as fans, we're going to notice that the first half is there, and then they don't have to show the second half. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Now, wait. Is the person that... Is that Voldemort or the werewolf?
Oh, you mean in the fields outside the I think it's...
Voldemort's
in
the Burrow.
Yeah, I don't think he would be at the Burrow. It looks like him.
That's Fenrir.
Bald head. Fenrir?
Yeah, that's definitely Fenrir.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy looking.
Yeah. Oh, and you see Draco putting the invisibility cloak over Harry.
Cool. Okay, so you did see it. Okay, yeah. I hadn't watched. I need to look at this. Yeah.
I'm going frame by frame.
Are you? Oh, okay.
I am right now. I'm doing the same thing. Here,
like, frame by frame. And they're all kind of watching the Burrow go up. That's just terrible.
You know, what an awful moment it is. You know, I mean, I at first when I heard that they were adding that scene in, I thought that's ludicrous. But, you know, there are people at home who have lost their fires, and what a terrible, devastating thing that is. And here, I thought that was a really effective way of Yates and company to make that the attacks of the Death Eaters more personal. Because, I mean, anyone would be horrified to lose their home.
Well,
and
sure.
Then to see it, you know.
See, to the Weasleys that hardly have anything.
Exactly.
All they have is their... their home, pretty much. Mm. Quite sad. Oh, yes. Do you think they had, like, fire insurance?
I'm pretty sure they could probably start getting it back together.
You know, that's a good question, though. Do you think, though, that they would rebuild? I mean, do they have to physically rebuild, or is there a magic spell that they can use to reconjure the burrow as it
was? All you need is a little Reparo Maxima, man, and you're good to go.
John.
Get the whole Weasley family out there doing it in sync. Reparo Maxima.
All right, so we got some people calling in, giving us their numbers. So let's call Lily first. Hold on. I'll give you the number, John. Let's do it. Is one of us on? Hold
on. I see it. I've got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, you do it. Let's hear what some of you have to say about this trailer.
I think it was a four squee trailer for me.
Four squee. Do the squeal meter.
Yeah.
You should have that. You should have the squeal meter.
We should get to a squeal meter.
Do it for our YouTube channel. Do that.
Yes, that'd be great.
Hello.
Hi, it's Hello. Lily.
Who's this?
This is Pottercast.
Who?
It's Pottercast.
Is Lily there?
Hi, Pottercast.
How are you doing?
Oh my God! Is this a dream? I'm so excited.
Well, we got some good trailer talking to do, so let's get down to it. What did you think?
I thought it was absolutely amazing. I was just sitting down talking to my parents, saying how excited I am about it, and I want to watch it over again, and I haven't seen it in 2 minutes.
Yes.
What was your favorite part so far?
Grayback. I'm so excited about Grayback.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he looked crazy. Wild.
I have no idea. I'm so excited.
You're freaking
what
me
do
out.
You think? We were just having a discussion here about the burrow and what it's like for a wizard when their house burns down. What do you think? Do you think they can come back from this?
I don't know why they added it in. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's going to be good or not. I hope it is.
Yeah, I hope so. What else did you like about the trailer?
I don't know. Snape. Seeing Snape again. Mm. I love Snape.
Did you catch the part where he said, fight back, you coward?
Yeah, I was excited about that. I was squealing the whole time. I accidentally poked myself in the eye, and I was trying to, like, get over it and I was really sad. I was like, I need to watch it again. Why isn't my eye getting better?
It was
really funny.
How many times have you seen it?
Five.
Nice.
Nice.
I have to do homework also, so I was trying to do my homework, and my mom kept yelling at me, "Do your homework!" Yeah. So
it's hard to concentrate.
You gotta do your homework.
How can you get homework done when there's, you know, when there's a new trailer?
I know. I finished my homework.
Oh, good job.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lily.
Thank you so much. It's been my dream to talk to Pottercast. You have no idea.
Oh, that's great.
I have to say, bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to our next victim.
Who do we got here?
Sarah.
You guys all here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello.
Always sounds can you hear me? When there's nobody there.
Did you not hear
us? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a fun game. Oh my God, you actually called!
Oh my God.
Yeah, hi! Oh my
hi.
God!
Hi!
Hi! It's Pottercast! You're on Trailer hi. Talk with Pottercast.
So what'd you think?
I have to say, the Ron Hermione kiss really bothered me.
It's not the Ron Hermione kiss!
No, see,
that's lavender.
It looks like lavender on her mind.
No, it's lavender.
That looked okay. It looked like Hermione, and that really bothered me.
Yeah, that
John
was
just said. John funny, just said that, that he wondered. Yeah, he wondered how many people would think it was Hermione. Yeah. Nah, they're not gonna take that away from the seventh film.
Yeah, it's lavender because she has a bow in her hair.
Ah, okay.
Help. I did flip through it taxed. Frame by frame, and that helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, she also, like, attacks. Hermione's not going to jump on Ron in the
Well,
middle
she
of a
kind of
cheering
did.
common room. You know.
Well, she kind of does in the seventh book, but.
No, it's it, but they're all alone, and you know, it's a whole
Oh,
thing.
okay.
In front of the whole common room. She's not Jenny, for gosh sake. She's not gonna
No.
come in
That's
there at
some
the last
class.
second.
That was Harry that did that. Excuse me.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember
That
Jenny
was
doing
Harry
the
who
one.
jumped Ginny.
No. Okay.
It's
But they,
true.
I'm just messing.
but it's so funny they switch it. The big common room celebration kiss is not Harry and Ginny in this movie as it is in the book. It's Ron and Lavender.
Well, do you think maybe like Harry and Jenny kiss and like, oh my God, and then Lavender's like, oh, I'm so this is so romantic, and then she goes and kisses Ron. Maybe
No.
there's two kisses.
Maybe.
Ron, smack.
All right, Sarah, what else did you like about the trailer? Or hate about the
What else? I thought the thing at the end with Hermione was and Harry was really entertaining, but somewhat out of character for Harry.
A little, yeah.
Yeah, what's he doing macking on what's her face?
Romilda.
He doesn't like that girl.
Whatever. He
No,
gives him
I
the
thought it
chocolate
was
cauldron.
Romilda
Well,
Vane.
I thought it was really like really adorable, and so I'm willing to overlook that Harry really never gets into the whole I'm the chosen one thing. So yeah, it is a little bit of out of character, but it's funny and adorable, and it shows them having fun being teenagers, which I can get behind, you know?
Yeah. No, that made me really happy.
What about you guys? Hello?
I
Kind of
thought
was.
it was funny. I liked it. I like how they keep ending the trailers with these little like anecdotes of comedy because I think it's gonna be a really balanced story because it seems like it's gonna be really funny, but at the same time, some really serious stuff's gonna go down. So that makes me excited for the film.
Cool. Any other thoughts, Sarah?
I want the movie now.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Well, happy trailer
Enjoy it
day,
now.
Sarah.
We'll see if we're allowed to keep this online tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, no
Jeez.
doubt. Once Warner Brothers
No.
wakes up. Hello.
Right now I'm
Good for
being
a trailer day.
entertained because Harry of History showed up on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yes! Oh, it's making me so happy. Oh,
Uh-oh.
thank you. Oh God. This is weird. Okay.
How much of it have you read?
I'm about a third of the way through.
Check you out.
Very
It's
good.
really strange to hear people say, "Hey, I got it today. I just finished it." And it's like, "What? Wait." And it's like, "I worked for a year and you're done already."
It's
But
almost
no, I'm
done.
happy. As fast as you want to go. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up. Let's continue on the trailer.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Sarah.
Thanks. All right. Next, couple more, couple more.
Sure.
Please enjoy the music until your party answers the phone.
Music.
Hello?
Oh my God, hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Who's
Who might
this?
this be?
Who are you talking to?
Who do you think it is?
We're just enjoying your ringback tone.
I'm kind of sounds like some of my crazy Harry Potter friends.
Oh, dang.
Kinda is.
Yeah,
It
well, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, you're on with
Hey, Kelly.
Podcast. We're talking about the trailer.
Well, hi, Pottercast friends.
So tell us your thoughts, your immediate thoughts.
Oh my God. I was just caught so off guard that, you know, that there even was a trailer that was just released today. It was like so random, a Sunday morning, you know? But I loved it. I thought it was great, and it was much more exciting. I loved the dramatic music. I loved all of the extra shots of Ginny and Ron and Hermione. One of the things I thought was really cool was when they just did that like split second shot of Ron and Hermione kind of staring out the window, but it looked exactly like the back cover of the sixth book where Ron and Hermione
Huh.
are looking up
Oh,
into the
check it
sky.
out. That's
And
a good observation.
I thought it
yeah,
was
do you know
Ginny
what I'm
and Ron on
talking
the
about?
back of the sixth book. Isn't it Ginny on the back of the sixth book? Am I wrong
It's
about that?
that's right.
Ron and Hermione and Ginny.
And Ginny,
It's like
that's
there
right.
is that one like there's that one drawing of like Ron who's kind of in the foreground and Hermione standing next to him, but they're both kind of like looking up in the sky. And like that shot of Rupert and Emma looked just like it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that's what the
Cool.
filmmakers were going for, but I thought that was pretty neat.
Awesome.
It is.
And anything you were disappointed in by the, with the trailer?
I mean, I'm a huge Ron Hermione fan, so of course I didn't like the Ron Lavender snogging part, but
Ew.
um,
Well, you know.
no, I thought everything was fantastic. I thought it was thought it was great. What did you guys think?
We loved it. Yeah, it was fantastic. I love the ending specifically. It was cute.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that? Because it's a little bit... and it's a little out of character for Harry. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, it was kind of out of character, but, like, I could definitely picture Dan having a great time doing that. Like, I think, I don't know, I think that was Dan kind of bringing in some of his personality, but I think it works for Harry, and it was kind of a nice added bonus since, you know, Harry wasn't really like that in the sixth book too much, but I thought it was funny. I thought it was a nice added treat.
It's true, because you can see him in his real life, somebody saying, she only likes you because you're a movie star, and he goes, well, but because she thinks you're a big deal, but I am a big deal, you know, having fun with it like that. It's funny.
Dan would totally enjoy it like that. So
yeah.
But not he did it. I was really impressed with the way he did it because it's such a slim line between that and sounding arrogant, and he did it with just the right amount of goofiness in his voice. And I think I have such respect for actors in light moments because that I feel like that's easier. That's harder rather than the big dramatic moment. The light moments, getting mm-hmm. those off convincingly, I think, are what makes a really good actor. And that was cool.
Oh yeah, it was great. I mean, it was just nice to see like the teenage boy element come out a little bit. You know, not like the superhero save the world mm-hmm. personality.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and happy trail day.
Yeah. You guys too. Carry on. Make it a great show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. See you later.
What do you guys think? One more?
Sure. One more, I think.
One more, and then we have to go.
Aw.
Aw. It's the end of the show.
Hello?
Hey. Hello.
Pottercast calling.
Hello. Is this Pottercast?
Yes,
totally
it is.
We all talk over each other. It's insane.
How exciting.
So tell us, what do you think?
So, oh my god, a minute and 32 minutes of pure unadulterated bliss. I was astounded. I mean, really, it showed me pretty much everything I wanted to see, except for Weasley's Wizard Wheezes.
Yeah.
Again, all there in a minute 32.
Well, here's the big question, and this is what I think we're all going to be talking about in future days. Does it starting to take the edge off the burn from moving the film away? Are we starting to think, okay, I'll wait however long it takes. This looks like a good movie.
For me, yes.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with no, because I feel like they're teasing us.
it's like damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Oh, I wonder when they would have given us this trailer had it came out when they wanted to.
Right.
In 2 weeks.
You think in 2 weeks?
No, I mean, I'm saying, like, it would have come out, what, within this next month, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
No,
the film originally was pushed back.
So
we would have gotten that a couple months ago, or at least
Trailer, you mean? This trailer? Yeah, we would have got the trailer a couple months ago. Yeah. Mm. I loved it. Right. So what was your favorite part of the trailer?
I love the end with Hermione and Harry in the library with Romilda Devane, because obviously that's my favorite part of book six was the whole inter Hogwarts romance and stuff like that, in addition to all the crazy crap that's going on in the Wizarding world. So I love that part. I thought that was very well done.
So did you like the parts though, like seeing Snape and the like Draco looking kind of angry? What'd you think about that? Were you excited for that?
I think it's really going to be interesting to see, to see how they do it, because this is the first time that, you know, there's really that inside of Hogwarts with Draco being, instead of just a jerk, being evil. And Tom Felton's such a good actor that it was really interesting to see, to see him even looking angry for 2 seconds. And I think you're about to see him stepping on Harry's hand, and that really looked good. I'm excited to see that too.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Talk to you later.
Happy trailer day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We are going to be talking about this trailer for weeks on Pottercast. Make sure you turn into our regular time.
Trailer bit by bit. What?
Trailer frame by frame.
Oh, God, kill us.
frame by frame, shoot me in the head. Okay.
Ending 2 episodes later.
So long, folks.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, we're gonna do the whole next pack and stuff or no?
This is a mini.
Okay, bye.